This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les VK5KLD with another edition of the North East Radio Club news. Now, last Wednesday the coffee club was back to normal and the Bacon Brew Cafe was open and we all managed to get a nice cup of coffee and some nibbles and whatever else, so many good discussions were made and yeah, a lot of people had a good time. So don't forget, every Wednesday the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club is going to be on Friday the 27th of January, and on that night Grant VK5GR will be giving us a lecture on the secrets of radio teletype. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall, get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Good to get a good seat, and yeah, there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. That's on Friday the 27th of January for Grant VK5GR's talk on radio teletype. And of course, don't forget, every Friday at 1700 hours on the Link Repeater Network is the F-Troop Net. So come along and have a chat with everybody. It's always good fun. Well, that's all we've got for this week. I hope everybody's staying cool and also staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. We've just received some good news. Generations in Jazz is on for 2023. Yep, it will be a face-to-face event after having been a virtual one last year when we were not required, but apparently it will be smaller than previous events. We have assisted with communications for this major Mount Gambier event for a number of years now. We pass requests for assistance onto the team of electricians and sound engineers and other officials when the marquee boss asks for help. As there is unreliable phone coverage in the area, we use our 2-metre handheld radios to complete this task. Of course, we need to wear headsets in order to be able to hear any messages because the noise from the brands is pretty loud and we would not hear much without them. There are a number of marquees of varying sizes. Each one has a different musician and a judging panel assessing the performance of the various school bands which move from marquee to marquee over the course of the event. The grand final is held in the world's largest modular tent. The tent is approximately 64 metres wide and 84 metres long, reaching heights of up to 25 metres. It requires a crew of up to 18 people to assemble it and can hold up to 11,000 people. I'm not sure if this will be used this year, but it is a sight to see when it's up, that's for sure. Of course, we also have the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb as a major event in the club's calendar, and we're fairly confident that this will also be on again for 2023. A number of smaller events seem to have decided that they no longer need our help, which is a bit of a pity, but COVID has put paid to many things over the course of the last couple of years, and it may not be finished with us yet. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This Sunday, the 15th of January, AREG members will be performing a high-altitude balloon launch from the Auburn Community Oval, with a planned launch time of 10 a.m. This launch will be flying a range of experimental payloads, most of which will be beaconing on the 70cm band, and can be received by amateur radio operators. For information on how to get involved with receiving and how to track the launch, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Morning, folks. Here is the AHAR's January the 15th, 2023 report by Phil. Today I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is both Pat and I have come down with COVID, and we are on antiviral medicine and in lockdown. We've been so careful and we've had all vaccinations and boosters. Perhaps we've not been overzealous with our hand washing after going to the supermarket and the shops. We tested with rat tests last Wednesday and got a positive response. I tested the Monday before and I was negative. Phoned the doctor and was interrogated to see if we were eligible for antiviral treatment. When that was proven, we asked our neighbour if she could pick up the drugs from the chemist. We were already under lockdown. I can see why they don't make this stuff just freely available. One course is over $1,000 per person. Good news is the AHAR's picnic is still on. Barry Williams has stepped up to run the event from the Marion RSL, and the Marion RSL now has a chef instead of using the volunteers they've used in the past. He is even baking fresh bread rolls to go with lunch. We're both feeling better today, but are still in lockdown for at least another week. Don't forget the AGM is next month, the 16th of February, and we need some new community volunteers. And there is a members buy and sell at the Buck on the 16th of March. Your subs for 2023 are due on the 1st of January 2023. The subs are still $20 if you're a member of the WIA and $25 for non-WIA members. Please deposit into the AHAR's account. BSB 105186. I'll repeat, BSB 105186. And the account number is 036-248-940. With your call sign or surname to identify your payment. There also will be a $5 late fee if not paid by the end of March 2023. Stay away from COVID and wear a mask when in public places.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.